You're listening to Pastor Rhonda Bello with Positive Power 21 Live Radio Ministry.
Hello, I'd like to welcome everyone to our Bible study tonight, which is the second to the last that we're having for this year. First, before we begin, we're going to be going studying out of The Complete Guide to the Bible, which is by Stephen M. Miller. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for everything that you have done for us. Lord God, we ask you to continue to keep us in the hollow of your hand. Do not let any hurt, harm, or danger come before us. Lord God, we ask you today, Lord, we ask you today to listen to our petitions, our cries, our prayers. Lord God, we ask you today to do an end-of-the-year miracle. Lord God, we know that you've done it before, and we know that you can do it again. We ask you today, Lord, to give us that end-of-the-year miracle. Lord God, we ask you today, to hear us, Lord, to hear us. We are here, and we are lifting our voices up to you. We have no power on our own, and we're asking you today, Lord, to see us, hear us. Lord God, dwell with us. Lord God, make a testimony for us. Lord God, some of us have went through the whole year and have not had that one tangible testimony. But we know that this year has not finished. We know we have all the way up to the midnight hour on December 31st for you to show up and show off. And Lord God, we're asking you to show up and show off here at Holy Mountain International Ministries. Lord, show up and show off individual lives. Show off all collectively, Lord. Lord God, you are our God. We give you all the honor, all the praises, all the admiration, Lord, because we know that you are worthy to be praised. Lord God, we ask you today that if it's anybody that has listened to the line, anybody that's on the line, anybody that's here at the temple, that you search us, Lord. You search us. If it's anything that's not of you, we ask you tonight, Lord, to remove it. By the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we want to listen to you. If there's plugs in our ears, we ask you now, Lord, to remove it by the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we want to be able to see your word. People have scales on our eyes. We ask you to remove it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we are here because we know that you have tonight a word for us, and we want to know what that word is that's going to jumpstart, propel us, put us on the expressway to our destination. And we are here tonight, Lord, to hear those words. Lord God, we know that you have predesigned a destiny for each and every one of us. And each and every one of us are here tonight, Lord, and we want that destination revealed to us. Lord God, if there's helpers out there for us, we ask you now to shake them up, Lord, shake them up, and let them know that they need to journey out on that mission that you have gave them. Lord God, some of those helpers will show up here in the midnight hour. We already thank you, Lord. Lord God, we already in a rejoicing mode because we know that you are good, and we know that you hear your children, and we know that you are up there saying amen over all our prayers, over all our requests, and we thank you, Lord. To you be the glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Now, tonight, what I wanted to do is for us to practicalize what we've learned so far. And it's very important because we have to be able to apply. If you can't apply, what you're doing is you memorize. And memorizing something is not going to get you where you need to be. For a good example is someone can take the driver's test, and they can memorize that A, that number one is A, two is B, three is C, but when they're out there on the road, they're not going to be able to actually put that in action. They're not going to be able to recognize that you can't cross over a double line. So that's what we want to do today. The first one I want us to think and look about is that we want to be ushered into the new year having that love for one another. That love, which is above all gifts that God has given us, is love. And we want to be able to understand that love. And in order to be able to understand that love, we have to know how deeply rooted that love is. That love is so deeply rooted that God gave his only son for us, his only son. Mind you, That was a son that he hand chose the vessel that would actually carry him, which was Mary. He hand chose the place that he would be delivered. He hand chose the different places that he would walk upon the earth and teach. But at the end, he gave him back to us. And we say thank you. So in order to practicalize this, the first example I want to use for love is we have to understand that every day is not a sunny day. You're going to have some rain. You're going to have some sleet. You're going to have some mudslides. You're going to have some earthquakes. You're going to have some tremors. But through all that, you still have to have love. Love comes deeply rooted inside. And the apostles, the ones that have been mentioned and the ones that wrote the scriptures, they had that deeply rooted love. And that love was for the people, for the churches nowadays, for us, for me, for you. That love was because they wanted us to understand that God is love. So whenever we're in line and we see the person that's just really, really slow, or we see where someone has held us the line because they're asking too many questions, or even if we're driving on the road and that person is undecisive on which way they want to turn, we have to always penetrate that love, and they will feel that love. It's nothing wrong whenever you see anybody to give them a greeting of the day. How are you doing, ma'am? God bless you. May the Lord keep you. Have a prosperous new year. It's nothing wrong with showing that love, because you'll be surprised what type of reaction you'll actually get when someone answers you back for love. Another one that I want us to understand is that we're not going into this year with the spirit of division. Spirit of division is in households, it's in churches, and that spirit of division lives within inside of us. It's not something that you actually open up the door and you have to take it off the shelf and then you put it in. No, that spirit of division comes through a spirit, and it comes within inside of us. So we have to understand that we don't need to go into the new year with the spirit of division. So what I say for the spirit of division is that you have to pray to pray like I prayed, which is we want the Lord to look at us from the inside out, and we want him to search us and fulfill us with nothing less than the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is what's going to guide us. That Holy Spirit is what's going to teach us. That Holy Spirit is the comforter. That Holy Spirit dwells with us. So that's what we need, is the Holy Spirit. So we want to make sure that that spirit of division does not enter within inside of us. Spirit of division can tear down something that has been existing for 1,000 years. It can just come in 1 minute and tear it down. With all of us being Christians, we should understand that spirit of division is very, very, very dangerous. In 1 Corinthians, Paul has said that he could not understand how fast the spirit of division had entered into Corinth, because he spent the most time there with them. But the spirit of division had never left. The spirit of division has always been there. It's just that we have to allow the Holy Spirit to stay dwell inside of us for that spirit not to go. We already know that darkness cannot cure darkness, only light. So therefore, once we let the Holy Spirit inside, that is the light that is needed for us to be able to fulfill whatever destiny that God has for us. Because each one of us got a different mission. I can't walk in your shoes and you can't walk in mine. The next one we must understand as we journey through is that our destiny, we have to pay close attention to. There are several people in the Bible, as we read, that listened to their destiny and they followed their destiny. One of them was Moses. God talked to Moses directly. And at first he was like, I'm a stammerer. They're not going to understand me. I'm not going there because I'm just going to make a fool of myself. And the Lord said, I'll be with you. So therefore, we know that the Lord is with us. Wherever we go, he is with us. The next person we can actually look at would be Esther, queen. She did not know at the beginning of her life that that would ever, ever, ever be her title. But we've seen in the Bible when she actually got into that hard situation, She told and sent the message that we need to fast and we need to pray because she was waiting for that word from God. Our next one that we can journey down and we can actually pay attention to, which some of us don't consider to be a good example, but he is, which is Jonah. Now, we know Jonah did not listen, but at the end, he had no choice. So therefore, with him listening, he was able to save hundreds of thousands of lives in just one day. So therefore, that part right there, we see that we have to, you know, eventually all need will bow. So we have to always listen to God. Our last example that we're going to do is David. David and Elias did. David, what he knew was best to honor his God. And he was going to pray to God. Regardless of whatever the rule and regulation was, he feared God over fear and man. And that's what we have to understand, is that we have to fear God because God owns everything. He's the creator of everything. So we have to make sure that we fear him and we do according to him. And as we see that God did not let any type of danger come upon Daniel while he was in the lion's den. Now, the last subject that we're going to actually go into is we want to make sure that we are using our own selves as a personal testimony. Because when God does something for you, we need to let others know. We're going into that time of year where people will get the opportunity to say a testimony. A testimony is a test. It's saying, I went through this test, and this is what happened. A testimony is not dating all the way back to, not often, dated all the way back to when you was little. It's saying, the Lord delivered me from this. I was here, and now I'm here. We have to make sure, even if we think it's the slightest testimony, we have to get up because it's someone that's listening and they need to hear that word. And as we pray that we know that he's done it before, that he'll do it again, he's continuously. We are not the only ones that are buying new cars. We're not the only ones that are getting new houses. We're not the only ones that's actually getting the pay raises. But God is continuing to do it. Because he's doing it for his children, and all you need is that little bit of faith. When you put that faith in front of you, not behind you, you don't step out and leave it back on the shelf. You put it up in front of you because that is your shield. You know with that faith you can uphold. You can tell that mountain to move, and it'll get up and move. That you can tell that person to understand that you are speaking because the Lord God has chosen you to come there to speak, they will be able to have the plugs and remove by their ears and be able to listen. So that's what we want us to usher into is our testimony. They are so very important because through those testimonies also is showing that faith because we have to have faith to understand testimonies. It's several testimonies which we're going to list from Holy Mountain that has happened throughout this year. It's amazing. And we want to list them on the website because we want everyone to know that we serve an alive God. Some people think that if I can't see him, breathe, touch him, hear him, he's not standing here beside me, then he must be a dead God. And that's totally opposite. Our God is real. He does not have to appear to us personally, but he might show up in a form of a person. He might show up where he is someone that just knocks on the door and delivers a package. Our God is real. So as we go throughout this last 2 weeks of the year, well, it's a week and a half of the year, that we want to make sure we understand about the spirit of division, we understand about love, we understand about our testimonies and how faith goes with our testimonies. Now, which is very unusual because Pastor used to do it, is that we usually have him to come up before he comes up. I want us to remember that we need to pray. Prayer works. When you think that prayer is not working, pray harder. And our acronym is PUSH, which is pray until something happens. So that's we're going to pray 2 prayer points before we ask pastors to come up because we want you to understand how important it is to be in a church doing that crossover. Witches and Wizards, they right now, they're gearing up. They are plotting who's going to take the South, who's going to take the North, who's going to take the East, and who's going to take the West, because they know that all of us is not going to be obedient to what God wants us to do. So they're already gearing up. But for us to be able to gear up, we need to continue to hit them up with prayer. So what we're going to pray is we're going to pray the prayer first of just being thankful to God, because God has done so much for us. And as I'm praying, I want everybody to pray their prayer of thankfulness. You pray what you want to thank God for. And I'm going to pray as the actual narrator, but you're going to pray what you want God to pray for. Oh, Heavenly Father, we're here today to thank you. We're here today to thank you, Lord. We're thanking you because you're such a good God. Lord God, we thank you. You woke us up this morning, Lord. Lord God, not only did you wake us up with that gift, but you also woke us up in our right body, our right mind, our right spirit, and we thank you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you because you kept your angels out around us. You didn't let any hurt of all the danger come before us, and we thank you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you because you made sure that we was ushered into this day. We were in the land of the living, and we thank you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you because as we got up, we had our tongues and our voices, and we were able to give you that thankful praise. We were able to go into prayer with you, meditation with you, and we thank you, Lord. Lord God, as we journey up today, we thank you because we're here today. We're here tonight. We're here as a testimony that you are real, that you are alive, God. You sit up high, but you look down low. We thank you, Lord. Lord God, you gave us these eyes to see. And we thank you, Lord. We see all the stuff that's happening out there in the world. But you have kept us safe. You have kept us secluded. You didn't let any of those dangerous arrows hit us. You put a back to fender, and we thank you, Lord. You didn't let any of the witches and warlocks put any hexes or curses on us. And we thank you, Lord. Lord God, you didn't let that death fail us, and we thank you, Lord. Lord God, you did not let us wake up where we was out of our right, out of our minds, and we did not even know who we were. We thank you, Lord. Lord God, we want you to take all the honor, take all the admiration, take all the glory. We thank you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you, and we thank you with 10,000 tongues. We wouldn't be able to thank you enough to close the book on thanksgiving for you, Lord, and we thank you. Lord God, we are here. We are here. We are here, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to look at us. Look at us, Lord, and give us our testimony. Give us our testimony, Lord. Lord God, in times as this time, let us show that love that you have. Lord God, build our faith that we have, Lord. Lord God, we ask you today, 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 Lord, as we went through your word and just briefly touched upon some of the highlights. We ask you, Lord, to let us penetrate with deep in our soul so that we're able to not only remember it, but we can feel it and we'll be able to apply it, we'll be able to use it. And we thank you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Our last prayer, what we're going to do before the pastor comes up, is that we're going to pray for all and any bondage that might be on us. Because, see, we're leaving that in 2015. We're not carrying around no extra bags. We're not carrying around no bondage, no chains, because we're walking into prosperity in 2016. Every place our foot touch, we're going to prosper. Everything that we touch by hand, we're going to prosper. Almighty Lord, we thank you. Lord God, we here, we ask you to break loose, break loose, break loose, break loose any bonds, any chains, anything that's holding us, Lord. We ask you to break the shackles, break them loose off of us, Lord. Lord God, anybody that has planted anything to make sure our destiny is there, anybody that has used any apparatus to capture our destiny, we ask you now to shatter it, to shatter it, to shatter it, Lord. To shatter anybody that's trying to steal our finances, to lure us into poverty, we ask you now, Lord, to send us back to center. Lord God, we ask you today, Lord, we want to be ushered into financial prosperity in 2016.
Tonight is just to be thankful to God for what God has done. From January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December. The Bible says in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, but thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. God has given us victory in every 8 years of our life in 2015. So we should have cause to glorify His holy name. We should have cause to lift Him up. We should have cause to adore Him. We should have cause to appreciate Him for what God has been doing in our life. If we look at our life from the beginning of this year up to now, we will know that God has blessed us so much. When we look at some other people that we started this year together, they are no more. Mm-hmm. We cannot find them. Mm-hmm. But you are alive.
Mm-hmm.
You are alive.
Mm-hmm.
You need to give God the glory.
Mm-hmm.
You need to give God the honor.
Mm-hmm.
You need to praise Him.
Mm-hmm.
Because He's worthy.
Mm-hmm.
He's worthy.
Mm-hmm.
He's worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Our God is worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Our God is worthy.
Mm-hmm.
He has been doing it. People are sharing testimony. We need to thank Him. We need to adore Him. We need to lift Him up. He's worthy. Said, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. God give us victory over death, over Satan, over satanic forces that have been roaming around the streets, that have been looking for people to devour, looking for people to bury their glory. But we are not one of them. We are alive. We can speak. We can talk. We can eat. We can smell. We can see. We can hear. We can touch. We need to give God thanks. We need to give Him thanks. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Are we talking about the air that we are breathing? For free. We are not paying for it. Many people, they pay for the air they breathe. But our case is different. We need to understand that with God, all things are possible for us. And we are child of God. God will never leave His children alone. One thing that I know, as a faith man, the remaining of this year, testimony is still on the way for us.
Amen.
Abundant testimony are waiting for us.
Amen.
So we just need to hold on to Him and continue to thank Him and continue to live Him up. As we journey on this, our journey, Christian life, we need to believe that God that created the universe will move us to the next level of glory. 2016 is our year of reward. We need to tap into it and enjoy it to the fullest. Enjoy 2016 to the fullest, more than what we have ever thought of in the past. Because it's working. It's working in our life. Prayer works.
Amen.
Bible study works. Many people are out there. They don't really understand what it means. They don't understand what it means. When we talk about Bible studies, they don't come to Bible study because they don't really understand that the Word of God that we are studying is the truth, nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth. We're talking about Thanksgiving. Let's quickly go to the book of Romans. Chapter 8, verse 37. Romans, chapter 8, verse 37. Yet, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. Yet, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. Jesus loves us. He loves us, despite the fact that we are going through challenges, we are going through difficulties in our situation. Jesus loves us. whatever situation that we are going through, we are winners.
Amen.
Every one of us, we are winners.
Amen.
Enemy may try their best, but the will of God will prevail. The will of God will surely prevail.
Amen.
We are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. Jesus is the first person that loves us. He loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son unto us. That whosoever that loves Him will have everlasting life. Many of us don't understand that word, that Bible word. If God can give His only Son, that we are celebrating His birth today, this is it. If God can give that Son as a sacrifice on the cross, so that our life will be better, so that we'll be able to live a better life, we need to understand that God loves us. He's doing it. He's going to continue to do it. One thing that a Christian, every Christian, should be able to enjoy is to be thankful to God. When you are thankful, you are telling God, I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
When you appreciate God, God is going to give you more than what you are appreciating Him for.
Mm-hmm.
If God bless you with $1,000 and you come boldly and tell people that God do this for me, God will look at you and give you $10,000. When you come out boldly and say, thank you, God did this for me, God will give you money that is more than that. That is how He operates. He appreciates. You cannot thank God enough. I cannot thank God enough. If we continue to thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, God is still going to ask for more. So they say, thank Him. Continue to thank Him. Continue to thank Him. Continue. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Then He will continue to release. He will continue to shower you without cleansing. He will continue to shower you with favor. He will continue to do a new thing in your life. Then you will see your life moving to the next level. And I see your life moving to the next level.
Amen.
In that name that is above every other name,
amen,
your life will experience supernatural turnaround in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's quickly open our Bible to Genesis chapter 18. Genesis 18. Verse 10. Genesis 18. Verse 10. Our God is awesome. We need to thank Him so much. So much. We need to thank Him. And He said, I will certainly return to you according to the time. And behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son, was listening in the tent door, which was behind him. Why is God said He's going to return to him? When He said Sarah is going to have a son. Why? Because He knows that Sarah is going to appreciate Him. He knew that Sarah is going to appreciate Him. Now let's jump to 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord at the appointed time? I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Bear anything too hard? I'm going to end it from here. My question for you is, do you think anything is too hard for God to do for you? The remaining hour tonight, do you think God cannot do it? I don't know what you want. And I don't know what you have been talking to God. God can still do it.
Amen.
There is nothing that is difficult for Him. There is nothing that God cannot do.
Amen.
He has been doing it, He's doing it, and He's going to continue to do it.
Amen.
It is all that changed.
Amen.
God never changed.
Amen.
He will never change. He loves us. He wants to bless us more than what we have. But the problem is, are we connected to Him? Are we close to Him? When we close to Him in the morning, in the afternoon, we're in a restaurant, beer parlor, drinking alcohol, smoking, womanizing, pornography, I will know God will bless us. Until we close our eyes from all those things, then he will now release what he has in storage. Treasure, God's treasure can never dry. I don't care how much money God releases into the society. His treasure can never dry. Instead of the treasure of God to dry, it's going to multiply. God will multiply it. Jehovah will multiply it. El Shaddai will multiply it. This is your season. You are going to pray, Lord Jesus. Give me power.
To thank you.
For all that you are doing.
Lord Jesus.
Give me power. To thank you. Teach me how to appreciate you. Lord Jesus. Teach me how to appreciate you. Teach me how to appreciate you in every area. Teach me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
We are going to open your mouth up and pray. We have few more days to go. Exactly 1 week to go. We are going to talk to God. I have strong belief that God can still surprise you.
Amen.
God can still surprise you.
Amen.
We are going to talk to God. Father Lord. Give me a miracle. Before the end of this year. Surprise me. Before the end of this year. Father Lord. Give me a miracle. Before the end of this year. Give me a miracle. Before the end of this year. I need a miracle. Touch me.
Touch me.
Touch me. And do anything. Touch me. And do anything. Before the end of this year. Touch me. Touch my family. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't forget, we are meeting on prayer line by 9 o'clock.
Amen. Also, don't forget that this Thursday is prayer and revival service taught here at Holy Mountain International Ministry. 8751 Belt Greenbelt Road, Suite 102, Greenbelt, Maryland 20770. We also have that's coming up. We have our watch night that's December 31st on a Thursday at 9 p.m. all the way up to midnight. That's where we want everyone to let us know all the glorious things that God has done for you. We also want to thank all those that participated, gave, and actually blessed us for us to have a miraculous Feed the Hungry last Saturday. We are now moving forward with force. The Lord has truly showed up and showed off on Saturday. We are moving to having it 2 times a month because we are on a mission from God, and we want to make sure that we fulfill that mission. We started off small. We started off with 30, started off with 70. Last Saturday's count was actually at 130. So we said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for continuing to allow us to work for you. We also want to make the last announcement that we are going to have our Bible study next week at 7 p.m., and we only have one service at 9 p.m. on next Thursday, which is December the 31st. Amen.
I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Thanksgiving will not leave your house.
Amen.
Thanksgiving will not leave your family.
Amen.
God will do it for you.
Amen.
And it shall be well with you.
Amen.
Doors to your creditors shall continuously open. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's say the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
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 God bless you. Meet you on prayer line by night. Shalom.